X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Rise and shine. Welcome here to X's and Bros on this Wednesday, the 21st day of April 2021. Danica Haley and Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you this morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are we on this Wednesday?
Glad to have made it to work because it's extra slippery out there. So drive safe if you're in Southeast Michigan, Northern Ohio. I don't know how far the snow went down. I don't think it went down south far. Well, yeah, so, but I don't think it went like past, I don't know, Findlay or something like that.
Wasn't a snow issue this morning. Just very slick roads. Saw a lot of cars just on the side crashed. So take it slow. It is not a fun drive.
No, and it's not a race either. You're going to get to where you got to get. Just take your time.
Right. Thankfully, like, this time in the morning, like, really there's no, like, driver zooming past everyone, at least on my drive. So everyone got the memo.
That is good. That is very good. We have a very, very busy day today. We're going to make an international phone call to a former Ferris State Bulldog and current professional hockey player, Simone Denny. Played some minor league hockey over here, now playing in Japan. Going to catch up with him this morning at 6:35, which I think when you do the time change, it's going to be like 7:30 in the evening, his time, something like that. We'll talk about the NFL draft with Russell Brown. He will join us at 7:35, and then we'll do a little Tigers as well with Chris Castellani. If you don't follow Chris already, if you don't know who he is, he hosts the Locked On Tigers podcast, but also does video recaps that are about, I'd say, 2 minutes sometimes, minute and a half to 2 minutes.
Everyone's got to know Chris by now, right? If you're on the internet, you know who Chris is.
Yeah.
I mean, even Mike Clevenger and Trevor Bauer know of Chris Castellani.
Well, there you go.
There's a video of them talking like on Trevor's like YouTube series or whatever last year. Like, do you know that kid in Detroit? You know, the one with the weird big hair that just yells? Like, yeah, that guy's awesome.
He does a fantastic job. He does. He does a fantastic job. And he's built his brand by just making Tigers recap videos after every game. Has he missed a game? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but he definitely does it he does it after the game because he was the yesterday's like, well, no game today, so I guess back tomorrow.
It's great. I love it. So we'll talk to him at 8:35. So we got a lot going on here on the program. Tigers postponed yesterday, obviously, because it's, you know, the third week of April, and why wouldn't we have snowpocalypse? So we would you know, have to postpone, play a 7-inning doubleheader, which, by the way, it's brilliant. It's the way to do it. Two 7-inning games, get them in, get them out. Seven's fine. Five's official. Be done with it.
Yeah, and it is Spencer Turnbull making his first start of the season, but it's two of the Tigers' better pitchers today, too. Yeah, Michael Fulmer, Spencer Turnbull. So we might get two quick games. We could get, I mean, I don't know if they're technically complete games, but we might get one, at least one complete game today. Hope, maybe.
Yeah, I wonder how that's scored. Will they score a 7-inning?
I don't think it is, but
as a complete game?
I don't think it is, but
or just listed as like 7 innings pitched.
Right, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense that they would do it that way and not give them the old CG. I haven't seen that pop up on the screen God knows how long. You know, when I was a kid, We used to throw complete games, go out to the bar, fire up a carton of darts, and come back the next day and throw another complete game. These kids today can't make it four innings.
All right, Cy Young.
Huh? These kids can't make it four innings. What's that? Pfeiffer's. Got to have the Pfeiffer's beer. That's the picture of Len Dawson, right? He's got Pfeiffer's between his legs at halftime.
No, I thought he had...
Well, what was that?
I thought he had like a bottle of Coke or something. He definitely did have a cigarette in his mouth.
Cigarette, dart in his mouth, and people are telling me like, yeah, don't compare. You know, don't say that they weren't playing a bunch of plumbers. And I'm like, look, it's not that they weren't playing a bunch of plumbers, right? What we're saying is that the game wasn't taken, I don't want to say it wasn't taken as seriously, but it's completely different. Like, those people had side jobs. Like, they were professional football players that were also electricians and roofers and meat cutters and everything else. Like,
there's all kinds of stuff that's crazy, though, about sports. I mean, like Jack Morris the other day was talking about how he was, like, one of the revolutionary pitchers because he started lifting weights. It's like, you guys just didn't work out? He's like, no, because we thought it was, you know, we thought it was bad, you know, we didn't want to get bulky.
Crazy, right? Crazy. Look at how far we've come.
No, I mean, now if you're not working out, you're not going to be on anyone's team.
And you're not going to be on Instagram. Be honest about it. It's going to be...
Metal Mondays.
Well, you know how it works, though. If an athlete posts anything during the offseason of them not working out...
Why aren't you working out?
There's 30 people in his mention. You don't take your job serious. Why aren't you working out? It's like, I did. Those videos are just dumb. So here's me grilling.
Exactly. Like, sorry, I didn't work out 9 days this week. My apologies. Yeah, no, it's a...
Who said that this week? Someone said
that. Someone did say that. I just can't remember who it was. But somebody definitely did tweet out like, oh, sorry. Sorry I didn't work out 9 days this week and I did X, Y, and Z this evening after my workout. You psycho. It's pretty crazy. Oh, man, we got a lot to get to. Obviously, yesterday was a very big day in America. Reaction to the police officer in Minnesota who was responsible for the killing of George Floyd. As all of that is taking place, I don't know if you guys saw this in the news yesterday, as all of that is taking place and, you know, people are feeling a certain way about that that guilty verdict being handed down by the jury, a 15-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio, was shot and killed in her home. There was allegedly a pocket knife that was sitting next to her and no attempt, or I don't know, according to the report, or the news, no attempt to do anything with the knife was made. She was carrying the knife because she was getting bullied at school. And an officer had opened fire in the home. And now the 15-year-old has been shot and killed. So it's going to take a lot of change. But obviously you're going to have the sports world and the... I don't really call that politics. Is that really politics? Is that really political? I don't really think that it is. I try not to dabble in that realm too much. As sports radio people come here for sports, you know, and you're going to get a ton of it. But in case you missed it, that I did miss that yesterday. I didn't know that was taking place until I got home, you know, later on in the evening last night. But the so I saw it and I said, all right, well, we'll have that for tomorrow as well. So a very big day. Tigers were postponed. They got a great matchup tonight between the Detroit Pistons and the Dallas Mavericks tonight. An opportunity to see the boys take on Luka Doncic and company at 8:30 this evening down in Dallas. So I'm very much looking forward to that one. And how about the Super League? The Super League got super suspended yesterday. That's right. English clubs pulled out. And now they got to figure out now they got to make amends with all their old friends. Well, it's something. It lasted all of about 48 hours. Incredible stuff. Good move by the people. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bet on more than just the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Log into your BetMGM account. Create the parlay of your dreams before the game even starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to make your same game win. total, and prop picks. New to BetMGM? Well, sign up today and be on the edge of your seat the entire game. You can make one-game parlay bets on upcoming MLS and NBA games with more sports coming soon. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in points for the star power forward. Log in today or download the BetMGM app or try one-game parlay. Turn game time into showtime at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
BOGO Savings Week is here at Meijer. Look for the BOGO offers in-store for buy one get one deals on food and more, like fresh pork ribs and deli specialty cheese are both buy one get one 50% off. Lay's potato chips buy one get one free, and Ziploc storage containers buy one get one 30% off. Find dozens of deals like these and more online and in store today. Make the most of BOGO Savings Week all week long at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meijer guest line. Meijer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Go.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on this Wednesday morning, 21st day of April 2021. Ferris State alum and current professional hockey player overseas in Japan, Simone Denny, is going to dial us up here in a little bit. We'll talk to him in less than 10 minutes from right now. Russell Brown on the NFL draft. Some questions for the Detroit Lions to answer at 7. Some questions for every team in the NFL. Who's going to do what? A lot of talk about Miami and Atlanta and what Atlanta is going to do. And Atlanta is a team that feels like they might be, you know, with Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. Do they really want to go offense again and go Kyle Pitts? Should they work on their defense? Do they feel that they're close, or do they take that pick and find Matt Ryan's replacement and try to hit the restart button ahead of the curve? I don't know. That's a tough call. What's Miami going to do? Are they interested in trading back at all if Kyle Pitts isn't there for the Miami Dolphins? A lot of questions there, and a lot of that leads into what the Lions will be able to do. Will the a potential trade partner for the Lions, like Denver, like New England, will they move up ahead of Detroit and take Detroit out of the trade game a little bit? So we'll have to wait and see. Does Detroit move back if their guy isn't on the board?
And the Giants are reportedly very interested in moving back.
Yeah. So, I mean, there might be some. I think that right now everybody's very interested in moving back, because let's see what the package is, right? And do you want to jump all the way up and sacrifice more draft capital in order to do so because you believe your guy is there and will be taken? Or are the Lions looking like a suitable partner in which you don't have to give up a boatload? You know, you could swap with your first and then throw a little something in there on the side, and they look like a more attractive trade offer. So we'll get into a lot of that with Russell Brown coming up at 7:35. And, of course, Chris Castellani, Locked on Tigers podcast, Tiger recap videos. He will join us at 8:35 this morning. Very much looking forward to that as well. I did want to throw this out there. I was going to put it in the headlines, but obviously, you know, we got a little busy there. But the PGA Tour bonus program that was announced will pay players based on impact metrics rather than performance. So Dan put this on our radar yesterday, and the PGA Tour has put in place this year $40 million in a bonus plan that's going to pay the top 10 players based on how much they, quote, move the needle rather than their performance.
Move the needle positively. It doesn't just say be in the media for anything. has to be good stuff.
Yeah, you can't just assault somebody.
It can't even be like mediocre, just like being normal. It's like you have to do really good stuff, it seems like.
You know what the first person I thought of when I saw this? Max Homa. I was like, if they're looking for engagement, which is what they're looking for, player engagement with sponsors and fans. It's been studied in the wake of an effort by a rival entity known as the Premier Golf League that over the past several years has attempted to lure players to a new circuit that would step up worldwide scheduling with guaranteed payments. I don't like this World Golf League. Get it out of here. I only want the PGA Tour, and that's that. But if you put a guy like Max Homa on this list, he is somebody who has become, you know, more known for his actual Twitter than I would say his golf as a whole. What people send him their swings, and he just comments and roasts them about how bad their golf swings are, and he's made a name for himself doing that. This player impact program was first reported by Golf Week. The PGA Tour confirmed several of the details, including the $40 million bonus pool that pays $8 million to the player in the number one position. I don't know how they're going to go about exactly measuring this. When you talk about sponsors and fans and, you know, I don't know. If I'm a pro golfer and I'm good at golf, I'll respond when I want to and I'll share my thoughts when I want to. Like Max Homa obviously enjoys doing those videos, but are you going to be putting like pressure on guys that, you know, are you on social media?
Well, it's also,
what's your Instagram look like?
Well, it's also Google search. It specifically says, I think it's the number three thing on there that says what comes up when you Google search. So think of, Bryson DeChambeau, you know, like the video of him, you know, hitting it over the lake. That's going to boom. That's going to help his numbers immensely. Like stuff like that. So it doesn't just have to be stuff you're doing off the course. You know, it can be on the course as long as it's impacting your Google relevancy, basically.
It just kind of feels like, hey, make sure you get video of this. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. We live a lot of our lives. I think it's more of a societal thing. But we live a lot of our lives through the lens of the camera. And I find it interesting. And I know that there's the comparison a lot between, there's the picture of all the young people on the phone with their heads down. And then there's the picture, it was taken back in like the 40s, the 50s, everybody on the train reading the newspaper. It's kind of the same thing. But we're very self-absorbed when it comes to our phones, and it makes me a little weary. But that's just me. So
just the idea of Max Homa possibly getting an $8 million bonus for making fun of golfer swings just
does sound good, right?
Just that's sweet justice.
Good for Max. I'm glad that he was able to turn that into something. The Detroit Tigers were postponed yesterday. Obviously, you folks saw the snow out there. I didn't believe Dan when he's like, yeah, it's going to snow. And I'm like, okay, this is one of those weatherman things where, you know, weatherman, you know, tries to strike fear into the hearts and minds of the people so that they watch the news because we got to have weather updates every 4 minutes because we don't have an app for that. Or you walk outside and you can't believe you're in such disbelief that it's April 20th and you're snowing that you just pass out. So thank God. The weathermen, you know, alert you. And I'm like, okay, Dan's fallen for the fear program that they have running. And then, you know, I walked outside yesterday evening to begin my commute home. And I said, it is legitimately snowing and it has been snowing for hours. It was not like this when I left the house. Like, what is going on right now? Oh, my goodness. Just brutal. So a good picture of the field from Dan Dickerson. Put his get him on the Q score player impact payment. Old Dan Dickerson said, yeah, not a good day for baseball. We'll try this tomorrow. You think we're going to be good to go, though, for today? A doubleheader, 2 7-inning games should be fine.
I mean, it's supposed to only be 41 degrees by first pitch of the first game. But I have a feeling that Heather Nabosny and the crew are probably at Comerica Park right now, you know,
yeah,
brushing the field, basically.
Brutal. You know, I just talk to me May 1st. I know it rubs a lot of people the wrong way. You give me that late March start date, that March 31st, first week of April. A lot of teams north of the Mason-Dixon line, folks.
All right, are you would you rather go sit during a cold Tigers game or play golf in the cold?
I would rather. I don't like either. God, I don't like either. That's tough. Golfing in the cold is the worst. It was one time very long ago was the last time I said I'll ever play this game if it's not perfect conditions. And it was in the state finals. And it was like 40 degrees at Eagle Crest and horizontal rain. It was miserable. And then I played in a golf outing last year for this women's shelter called the Aurora House. And it was like 50 degrees and it started to rain. I'm like, what am I doing out here right now? Like, why are we doing this? And we just go into the clubhouse. So I like the fact that in golf you get to keep yourself like going and active. But you know when you get into the cart and it's kind of wet and you got the rain kind of coming in your face and it's just a... It's just cold and wet and damp, and your hands can't get warm. That's a terrible feeling. So at least at the Tigers game, like I could go get a hot chocolate. I could sit on my hands if they got cold. I didn't have to worry about catching one thin old Benny Blades coming out, hitting a worm burner, and feel like my hands are going to fall off. Is that a good answer?
Yeah, I concur with that.
That's
cold
fine.
Golf sucks.
Yeah. Game number one today, 2:10 first pitch against the Pirates. A 7-inning game, second game to follow that. Hopefully, you know, right thereafter. But it's
scheduled. No matter what, first game is an hour and a half, the second game will not start until 6:40.
Okay, so 2:10 and 6:40. That's what we have set in stone. That is good. We'll step aside. We're gonna talk a little hockey with Ferris State alumni Simone Denis. He joins us next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Premixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.